Blog
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming to Fix the Family, Fix America Radio Show again. Okay, we're going to start off big time right here today. We thank you for joining. Let me go ahead and give the call-in numbers. We're getting a lot more people listening and wanting to join in the conversation. Number 347-677-0692. Show ID 863-171. My name is, of course, Jack Hatfield, and I really, really thank you for listening and taking the time out of your day to join us on our nationwide mission to fix the family and fix America. With our new sound, that's also, as you noticed, the guitar on the website, the brand new website, Fix the Family, fixamerica.org. Fantastically beautiful website. Took a very long time for us to do, and we are proud of it. So send that around the world. Also, in other news that we've implemented, a Facebook page group thingy has been created at Facebook.com groups, Fix the Family, Fix America. Gaining lots of members. Appreciate every member joining, and hope you spread the word and you join too. I'd like to get 1 million members in that. If we do that, we are making an impact. We are making an impact on generations. For those of you who are just tuning in, our Fix the Family, Fix America series is four parts. That is, begins with positive fathering. Then goes on with make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and then finally ends with reveal your success. America does have a problem with personal responsibility, and the breakdown of the family through massive generational policies has caused a severe entitlement mentality, and we are going to change this one father, mother, and person at a time. So our nationwide tour again kicks off in 4 weeks, I think. Yeah, 4 weeks. February 26th at the Village of Sand Hill in Columbia, South Carolina. That's going to be a super event. It's the positive fathering event. So we're looking forward to that. I know for a fact that we'll have three experts there at a minimum, hopefully more if possible. And we joined up with two more nationwide experts just this week. So we are gaining nationwide experts. We're gaining regional experts. We're gaining city and state experts on our tour. We're helping people that want to make a difference come to us and join us in our quest to fix the family, fix America. The momentum is building. The word is getting out. We need your help to get it out some more. So please tell everyone about Fix the Family, Fix America. Go to the website, friend it on Facebook, and you can also follow Fix the Family, Fix America on Twitter too. So at twitter.com/fixthefamily. Fantastic stuff that we got going on. Again, two more nationwide experts. Let me talk to you about the first one. Xander Sprague out of San Francisco. Xander is 15 years, I believe, is his amount of time doing wonderful stuff in his career. 15 years, I do believe. Give me 2 seconds, and I'm pulling up a... I should have had this up for you, but Xander, for over 15 years. He's been working in the corporate world for 15 years, and he's a speaker, author, and personal coach. He had a tragic accident, not an accident, excuse me, a murder. His sister was a murder victim, And that changed his life, as you can guess. And he created a book, highly acclaimed book, Making Lemonade, Choosing a Positive Pathway After Losing Your Sibling. And he now comes to us in his expert topic of networking and change. So he's our change and network expert joining us for our tour. We're very pleased to have Xander Sprague on board. I hope that you're as excited as we are. He is I met him in New York, fantastic individual. I cannot wait to for you guys to hear him and utilize his services. Remember, when you come to the workshops, any of the four, you then get a workbook that you're going to have to fill out some questionnaires. This isn't a we give it all, we spoon feed you kind of thing. This is a you got to show us that you really, really want to be helped. And if you show us you really, really want to be helped, we will be there to help you. So the questionnaire, the workbook, and if networking and change issues are your problems, Xander Sprague will be the guy to talk to you and say, hey, we're going to get this fixed and get this done. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go through some topics I've got on hand today. I'm really excited. Remember last week, stunned by the rise in teenage pregnancies for the first time in a decade. Really, really blew my mind 30 minutes before the show, and I really wasn't prepared to handle that kind of news. And I don't know if you're keeping up with that news, but there's a lot of people saying why this has happened and blaming on this, that, and the other. We're not going to get into that stuff today, but if you'd like to weigh in on your thoughts on that, remember, teenage pregnancies, also birth, also abortions, on the rise for the first time in a decade. And our stat, 71% of teenage pregnancies occur in a fatherless home, really puts that in perspective. So we know we're on the right track, starting with positive fathering. And again, that kicks off February 26th at the Village of Sand Hill. If you'd like to weigh in on that topic that we spoke about last week, 347-677-0692, show ID 863171. Fantastic. Now, interesting little piece of tidbit I came across this week. Brain wiring makes change hard. And this goes well into our new expert, Xander, where he's talking about change in your life and how you can overcome any of it. Well, this article right here is going to tell Xander and you that change is hard, according to the brain's wiring. Now, they go through what drug taking and other addictive behaviors do to the brain's reward system. My guess is they're saying that they're taking that and blanketing any change that you do is hard, and I don't know if I agree with that or not, because if you're on drugs and any other addictive behaviors, I believe that's a physiological change in your brain, as much as a physical change. But let's go through this article and see what they say, and see if we can add that blanket. Brain's wiring makes change hard. That's the headline. But then again, as you read the article, and you must read articles with a skeptic eye, because there's sometimes these articles are not what they appear to be on the headline. So it says the drug-taking addictive behaviors hijack the brain's reward system, and dopamine playing that major role in motivation and reward, surging before and during a pleasurable activity, make patients want to repeat a behavior that's crucial to the survival of the species. So your dopamine, right before you do something that's a pleasurable, anything, whatever is pleasurable to you, is going to surge before and after that activity. So that's important to make the species continue, as in such a case of sex, and eating. So if you're hungry, you eat, dopamine increases, you got rewarded in your brain, and you're happy. Now, dopaminergic meningergic pathways. Wow. Dopaminergic pathways connecting the limbic system, responsible for emotion, along with the hippocampus, etches rewarding behaviors into the brain by creating strong, salient memories. Now, that is a lot of words, and in fact, I couldn't even handle one of them. But what that says is you remember every time your brain etches into its brain your dopamine surge and remembers that. Now, the problem arises when the memory and the craving to recapture it takes over a person's life. That's what they're saying. So these hijacked reward pathways, so let's say you eat a Snickers bar and the dopamine reacts and you had a pleasurable activity. So now you've got that pathway in your brain where Snickers bars can go, right? So as the dopamine surge repeats and repeats, it gains speed, but the brakes on the brain begin to fail. Now, normal function in the brain's frontal lobes, responsible for inhibitory control and executive functioning, in otherwise known as willpower, tends to decrease. So, it's a war between the hijack reward pathway, your Snickers pathway, and the push that pushed the person to want to use Snickers, and then the frontal lobe, which try to keep that beast at bay, and that's the essence of the addiction. So that's the hijack pathways, and then your frontal lobe trying to say, no, 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 you can't go anymore. I've already given you this one little path, but Snickers keeps trying to take over more and more paths and make the path wider and wider and wider and wider. So they did brain scans, revealed similarities in brain function or lack thereof between patients addicted to cocaine or alcohol and those addicted to eating. Now, it says similarities. It does not say that they are exactly the same. That, please don't. They're not tying together. It seems like they're tying cocaine, alcohol, and eating all as the same problem, but that's not true. That statement is just one of those skeptical things you need to read. But anyway, the scan lights up the brain's reward center, revealing an area of red activity in the center of the drain. So in drug-addicted and obese patients, the scans show much less red activity because there are not enough receptors to which the radio tracer can bind. So your dopamine receptors shut down to decrease. It's the brain's way of coping with a constant dopamine overload. So in essence, what it's saying is that the more dopamine you create, the less receptors your brain's going to create because it doesn't need that many to handle that dopamine. So it goes into a war pattern of I need more dopamine and I don't want more dopamine. So they start fighting each other. Now, does that make the habit of brushing your teeth in the morning hard to do? I don't think so. In my mind right now, I'd have to say that being linked is a tough stretch. Because again, they're taking physical changes with these products, cocaine and other drugs, physical changes not into account with just a PET scan of the brain. So that's pretty hard for me to take. So Xander, I think you're safe. I think people can change when they want to change. And let's look into this one simple fact too. If you want to change, you can make your brain do what it needs to do because the brain is the most powerful creation on this universe. We tout the brain heavily. So in my mind right now, change is difficult, but I don't think it's linked to dopamine receptors because you don't brush your teeth. I'm not thinking that's going to be the case. So the brain's dopamine fight inside people that are addicted to drugs has to be a little different than just changing a pattern of how you drive to work or how you say, you know, we constantly talk about you should not say can't or don't. And I don't believe the dopamine receptors would have a fight over the fact that you go, I can't or don't do something. So pretty much of a stretch, but it is interesting article to read. The way they're attempting and seeing the brain chemistry. And whenever you have a positive impact, it does say you can have a positive impact on your life that changes the chemistry of your brain. So that's important. So you can actually positively impact your brain's chemistry and create a new physiological or psychological, if not neurological, structure that can help regulate your behavior. So New Year's resolution, I can't stop eating chocolate, is the wrong way to say it. You just simply say, I eat good food. You act in a positive way, because if you say, I can't stop eating chocolate, your brain does a process negative, so it hears only, I'm eating chocolate. So that's one of the interesting articles I came across this week that I wanted to talk about. And that is, changes are, but again, Xander will help you get through that in his wonderful articles and speeches and assisting you. Let's go through real quick how this works. Again, you attend a workshop. We're going on a nationwide tour on one of the four workshops for Fix the Family and Fix America. And you attend a workshop, and then you get a workbook, and we call it a workbook for a reason, because it's work. It's not simple. We're not going to call it the simple book or just some words or love book, nothing like that. It's a workbook. You're going to have to work. You want to help yourself. We can't help you unless you're ready to help yourself first. So you attend the workshop, you do the workbook, and you have questionnaires in that workbook, and then you get a 3 months mentoring with us. And your first question with anyone must be followed with, I filled out your questionnaire number 4 or whatever it is, depending on your question. So you actually, for the price of simply going to the workshop, you get thousands and thousands of dollars possible to you in us helping you for the next 90 days. We can help you beyond that, but it's 90 days absolutely free, helping you get to where you want to be and see what we're capable of, and know that we can make a positive influence in all aspects of your life, whether it be a parent, spouse, or just in your career and your destiny. Because of our nationwide tour, we're gathering sponsors, and one of the first nationwide sponsors that joined on board I'd like to talk about, you've heard me talk about on the show before, Soho Office, specifically the one at Village at Sandhill in Columbia, South Carolina. They're the first ones to come on. Jay, Dan, and Kelly there, great people, some of the greatest people you will ever meet. And when you require services that give you new logos, letterheads, and et cetera, that we supply you, those will be coming from Soho Office at the Village at Sandhill. They provide all of our print materials for nationwide, and they've joined on board right off the bat after hearing our services. We're going to get Jay to call in hopefully next week. This week he scheduled a meeting at this exact same time, which I yelled at him at. Don't do that. But we're going to get him on next week. Jay is an incredible, incredible guy. He may even be speaking at some of our events. Jay has just amassed a ton of wisdom. He's done a lot of work. He was telling me about some of the mission work where he helps people get food and then makes them show him that they still need the food instead of just coming and getting free food. He'll tell you all that. I'm not going to try to put words in his mouth, but Soho Office at the Village of Sandhill. You can call them up, 803-736-5011, or you can get their link off fixthefamilyfixamerica.org, and we greatly appreciate them more than they'll ever know, and we are so happy to have them on board. But they're our first nationwide sponsor for this tour. Now, we gathered another I want to talk about this. This is important here. We got together with another company, to provide another expert service. So, this is a service off to the side, but it is an expert service in itself. And that this is pretty neat. It is a credit repair service. They help you find discrepancies and issues in your credit reports and remove them legally and perfectly forever and ever. I've actually used this company to help me with certain issues, and I have to say they are top notch. Greg at this company is also a premature father, premature baby father. He has three children that were all born slightly early, and he has stories he's hopefully going to share with us in our Blessed With series. But Greg's a fantastic guy. It was great talking to him yesterday and welcoming them on board for this tour. So we are also going to be helping you in your career and in your credit for your home purchase and business purchases. So if you've got little problems, we've just partnered with a company. We're getting it all set up. That's going to help you repair. And we will have articles from them in the workbook as well. I'm just so excited at how this is growing by leaps and bounds. It's really starting to gain momentum. It's really starting to get the word out. It's going to be just super fun. I cannot wait to start the nationwide tour, get on there, and start transforming generations, because that's what we're going to do. Now, as you know, that'll be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th nationwide expert that has joined us for our tour, and regional and local and city experts are joining every day. We're in talks with four of them at the moment, so we hopefully will be able to announce more stuff happening every week. So be sure to tune in right here, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock Wednesday mornings. I keep thinking of noon to me is 10. So Wednesday mornings, 11 to 12 every day for Fix the Family, Fix America, the radio show. Now, let's look at this other topic I want to talk about. We just talked about fixing your credit and change and your brain's wiring. So if you got anything to say about that, please call in 347-677-0692. Show ID 863171. Love to hear from you. Love to get you on the air asking a question. That's what we're here for. Now, as you know, all of this started from the birth of my premature daughter. So I've got some premature baby news also that we're going to talk about. In Geneva, the global and regional toll of premature birth white paper created this week now says over 1 million infants who are born too early die each year. It shows an estimated 13 million babies born worldwide, born preterm, and that's less than 37 weeks of gestation, which was 10% of total births worldwide. So 10% of all of our births are now becoming preterm, and that attributes to 1 million deaths in the first month of life, or 28% total of total newborn deaths to premature birth. That is an amazing statistic. So almost a third of all deaths by a newborn in the first month is attributed to prematurity. Now, these preterm birth rates are highest in Africa, followed by North America, U.S. and Canada combined. So you can't look at it as rich country, poor country statistic. This is this obviously happens in both. Number one and number two is one of the poorest countries and one of the richest countries. So this is a cross-sectional issue, prematurity, and as you know, I started the Early Journey Foundation. I've started Premiracles, the world's first and largest social network for premature babies and their parents. I've started PremiQs, where you can ask questions of other parents, tell your story. I have the Blessed with Tragedy series on books that tell of other parents' stories triumphing over this incredible plight of theirs, and it's a major deal to me. And some of the proceeds of this entire nationwide Fix the Family, Fix America tour will be going to help stop this obvious rise and increase and major issue of premature babies dying worldwide. Prematurity is an enormous global problem, exacting a huge toll, not only emotionally, physically, and financially on families, medical systems, and economies. So the United States alone says that the cost of caring for preterm babies tops $26 billion annually. So, wow, not only is it hurting our families that have to deal with this, it's also hurting our, taking a toll on our doctors and our nurses. So we really want to, and I can't say enough about the doctors and nurses that take care of premature babies. So you've got to join me in this fight to help prematurity. That's an amazing, amazing thing. This white paper coming up at that. 1 million premature babies worldwide dying from us, and we're losing that talent every day. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Okay, if you got a comment on that, please be sure and call us, 347-677-0692, show ID 863171. Again, that's near and dear to my heart, so that's tough, tough stuff. Okay, one of the other topics on prematurity that just came out, February 1st, actually, this seems like one of those facts that would seem logical, and I agree. This is why, you know, we kind of contained and made sure our environment was germ-free for 2 years. But when children are born too early, they have a lower Nescholtz. Okay, and I don't know what that is, but in layman's terms, that is, they get a higher risk for infections and common colds, because in preterm infants, the immune system is not yet fully developed. Now, that's a common knowledge for premature babies. For children, especially dangerous is the RS virus. 2/3 of all babies stuck in the first year of life with the virus, especially in autumn and winter. Infections show runny nose, slight fever, other symptoms, and the child suffers from deep-seated cough, shortness of breath, breathing very fast, or drink only a little, and that would interpret a worsening of the disease. Parents should then get their child to their pediatrician. So that is one of the things that came out recently. Your premature child, of course, is going to be a little more susceptible to germs and colds. That to me is not big news, but I have to pass it along because it is news that made headlines as of yesterday. So that's my prematurity section. I wanted to, we're going to try to have a section on that every week. Because that is something near and dear to my heart. And even if you're not affected as a family by prematurity, I'm certain you know someone who has been affected. And this is what started all of this, was a premature birth. So we have to, again, hold it near and dear to me. And we're going to talk about it just a little bit. But we're done with that right now. Let's go into another tidbit of news we ran across this week. Lack of education and its effect on crime. Another one of those headlines to me. Your premature baby gets more colds and is susceptible to more germs, and lack of education increases crime, which affects crime. And that's another to me. So this is apparently duh day for our news and tidbits. So it says as more and more low-income families, neighborhoods guard for their personal safety and report any criminal activity. Crime is everywhere where children have too much time on their hands after school or after school years. So that's telling us that crime in low-income cities and sections of cities is attributed inversely proportional to the level of education. They're saying children of this type have been raised. Parents who are children of this type have been raised in the same conditions when they were young, and nothing has changed. So you have a systemic generational issue of lack of education continuing down generational lines, according to this author, causing this crime to be an ever-increasing issue. And that's reason enough right there for Fix the Family, Fix America, to break this cycle, give education to fathers, mothers, parents, and children, and break this generational cycle where you didn't have the education. My parents didn't have an education. I don't need an education, that kind of cycle. And then that increases crime, according to this article. They cite an old adage, the way out of the gutter is with a book and not a basketball, in this article. You could say that with anything. The way out of the gutter is with a book and knowledge than with drugs, sports of any kind, any other comparison you'd like to take. I believe books and education is definitely going to help. And that's why this whole Fix the Family series is going to do incredible, incredible stuff, because we're going to show people things that they're not shown in regular school, things they're not getting off of TV, things they're not being shown on your normal family sitcom, which are now, there isn't a normal family sitcom, I don't think. So we're going to be showing people lots of stuff that they're not going to know, and hopefully spread this and break this generational cycle of parents without a good education giving birth to children with low education. So good article to know. Good to know that that's out there, and good to know that we are doing something about it. So we want you to show up. Our first one, February 26th, Positive Fathering at the Village at Sand Hill, and join us up. Please join Fix the Family, Fix America at Facebook. It's a group. Just search for Fix the Family and join us up and be a part of that Facebook thing. And you can follow us also on Twitter, /Fix the Family. Anything we've said so far, be sure and call in our number, 347-677-0692, show ID 863176. Love to hear from you. Got to talk about one of our other sponsors that we joined, and not a nationwide sponsor, but definitely a workshop sponsor. We try to mention them at least once on the air, but one of our ad sponsors is Moe's Grill. And if you've ever been to Moe's Grill, you know exactly what you're going to hear when you walk in. And that is, well, I had it on tap. And that is, welcome to Moe's, right? Welcome to Moe's. That's what you hear, Moe's. All of Moe's ingredients, free of trans fat and MSG, and none of Moe's kitchens use microwaves or freezers. We've got Steve at our local Moe's Village at Sand Hill in Columbia. He's, like I said, a workshop ad sponsor, so we wanted to make sure and mention him. So welcome to Moe's. Welcome to Fix the Family, Moe's. We greatly appreciate it. And our nationwide sponsor so far, still Soho Office. We'll talk about them in a little bit. Whew. All right, let's take a small pause here. Give people a second to digest. I just gave a lot of information that's happening. And I'm going to have a sip of water. Gave a lot of information that's happening there on change. We added a new change expert. We added a credit repair company. So we added a credit repair service that when you come to the workshop, you can be introduced to. We talked about prematurity and how 1 million babies are dying worldwide every year. And we talked about the lack of education and the systemic generational issue that lack of education is causing to our youth in the crime rate and in doing worse at school and et cetera. Now, let's go into a lot of people, parents of teens that are coming to our workshops, and they have lots and lots of teen questions. How do I parent a teen? How do I do this to a teen? How do you contact with teens? Well, the teen years definitely pose some of the most difficult challenges for families, and teenagers are dealing with hormone changes. They're having to deal with this world coming at them at 150 miles per hour because the internet news cycles. We got 24-hour news stations. I got 12 of them. We got the internet. You can go find out exactly what, and they're probably holding the phone. So even if they're out in the middle of nowhere, they can search and get whatever news they need. And they're probably on Twitter and someone will tweet about something major happening, and they'll have to grasp that concept right off the bat. So as soon as, you know, somebody like Kurt Cobain passes away, everyone across the country knows it almost immediately. So in this day and age of information overload, teenagers dealing with dealing with hormone changes and all of that may feel, as you could guess, that no one can understand their feelings, and especially their parents, because as you know, parents of teens who are asking for our specific help, and we've got the solutions. We've got the solution for you. We're going to help you out big time with parenting teens. Lots of parents come to me and they say, you know, my teen just closes up, got a lock on it. There's poison spikes at the door, a big dog in front of it, and you can't get to them, and you can't get a teen to open up and talk about their lives. But you've got to try. Talking to your teens is the best way to protect them from danger, and that's very important. So parents and frustrated and angry that your teen seems to no longer respond to your authority, the ways that you have overcame that authority issue in the past, in toddler years, do not have that effect on teens, as you might can guess. So it's often parents feel frightened and helpless about the choices their teen is making, and that leaves them shutting down. It leads to parents shutting down, it leads to teens shutting down, and if that open lines of communication shuts down, you are going to have some big problems. I mean, look at typical parent-teen conflicts. Let me see. You got when are you coming home? I don't like Billy. Your friends are bad. You need to spend more time with us, your mom and dad and sister and brother, versus Billy and your friends. You need to do better in school. You were late for work. You need to take care of the car. You can't drive the way you drive. You got problems. You can't enter the dating scene. You need to watch how you talk about sex with others. You need to clothing. I mean, there's a lot. Self-destructive behavior, smoking, drinking, all that stuff, drug use. Teens all get hit with this all at once, and you as a parent have to deal with it, and that parent-teen conflict right there can cause, the communicational breakdown, which is not good at all. Not good at all. So dealing with the issues of the adolescent can be trying for all concerned, but families are successful. I mean, we do have some success families, and we've got blessed with teenage books coming out soon that tells how struggling families got through their issues of a troubled teen and turned around a teen and made it better. If you've got a troubled teen, we'd like to talk about it. Number 347-677-0692, show ID 863171. But Fix the Family, Fix America is not just about, hey, you got a new baby, or not just about, hey, you got a toddler, or not just about, hey, you have relationship problems. It's also about the teen years. And nowadays, in this economy, you can even look past that, and you've got 20-somethings and 30-somethings coming back to live at home with mom and dad because they have nowhere to turn to, lost their jobs or whatever. So we have a lot to cover in all of our workshops, all of our parenting workshops. And again, if you have a teen issue, you know, we're going to cover it. It's going to be in the workbook. but you're going to get 3 months of talking about it, and that's the most crucial part. And that's why our sponsors are very, very vital to making sure that we're able to give that 90 days of free assistance for you. You're getting thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of help for just a $29 workshop. Incredible, incredible deal we're having. And our sponsors are coming on board helping us to make sure we can continue to provide this service to everyone, because we know how hard it is, especially raising those teens. And we're going to help you in raising those teens. So if you've got a troubled teen, you know where to be in your city and state, right at Fix the Family, Fix America workshops. Either positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, or reveal your success. So that's crucial stuff. Crucial stuff. Raising successful teens. We're going to talk about it. We're going to help you do it. So if you've got problems, join us. Join us. If you've got problems right now and want to talk about it, call in. We look forward to it. Here's an amazing, amazing stat. The key to happier marriages and lower divorce rates, researchers said they discovered just this morning. And they're saying, according to an article in the New York Times, take that as you need to take it. Research is showing that marriages are happier and divorce rates are lower in marriages where the husband is taking on more housework and the wives are working outside the home. So they're saying the blurring of traditional gender roles appears to have a positive effect, according to Lynn Prince Cook, sociological. Goodness, I can't read today. Sociological professor at the University of Kent in England has found, I don't know why in England they were finding American stuff, but has found American couples who share employment and housework responsibilities are less likely to divorce couples compared with couples where the man is the sole breadwinner. So, the blurring of the gender roles, according to her study, is having a positive effect. Now that does not appear to be positive news, according to this article, for those who continue to claim the woman's place in the home, or women who have difficulty giving up their gatekeeping role at home, or for men who have the expectation they should be the only one bringing home the bacon. Now, here at Fix the Family, we don't care how you choose to spend your time. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, we're going to help you be the best stay-at-home mom in the world. If you are a mom that's ready to jump into her career, we're going to help you jump into that career with both feet. If you are a dad that wants to stay at home with your kids, you just love them so much, like so many dads that I'm meeting now just are stunned at how much they have found out they love their children. Just talking with a gentleman the other day, where he said, I didn't think that I would feel this way, but I just want to be with her, be with my daughter, and be with her constantly, and I'm in tune with her. And I said, I know exactly how you feel. I mean, that's just, and that's happening more and more to me, so that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So if you want to be a stay-at-home dad, we help you be the stay-at-home dad that you want to be. We are not going to pinpoint you and say these are the roles that everybody needs to play, but we will make aware on this show articles that are trying to give you a view of that and make it good or bad or better in your mind according to how you're thinking. But we just present the facts to you as they are shown. And we all sit here and talk about it and make our own decisions. So, one of the reasons for the changing roles in marriage, helping to lower divorce rates, were obviously fewer financial problems and better communication. So, if that's the case, wouldn't that be the issue at hand instead of housework and work by the woman? So if the Husband still believes he's the one to bring on the bacon, and he brings home more bacon so that they have fewer financial problems. And the husband and wife are able to communicate more effectively. The way to get to those two underlying factors that make the marriage stronger doesn't matter how you do it. So in Fix the Family, Fix America, we are so into communication. And when you come to Pull Through Parenting and you do that united front, and the relationships and you and your wife are having to deal with, or you and your husband are having to deal with, communication is number one. You've got to be able to talk. I mean, they've got to be I'm sure that when you met them, they were the best of friends. And you've got to be able to come up with conversations to continue that friendship, along with evolving into the relationship that you desired when you said, I do. So communication, so if we look deep in this article, they find out that if you have more money and more success and you communicate effectively, your marriage is stronger, and not actually the roles of housework and women in the workplace. So it seems, again, this article focused on the way they wanted you to read it. But if you read deep enough, like we do on Fix the Family, Fix America, we find out that the underlying cause was really more success by the family, which is what we're all about at Fix the Family, Fix America, and more communication by the partners in the relationship, which is what we're all about at Fix the Family, Fix America. So I wanted to make sure that article was heard by you, but yet understood that at the underlying pure reasons that marriages are staying together is because they're more successful and they communicate better. If you'd like to talk about that one again, please call us at 347-677-0692, show ID 863171. That's pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff. Now, our very first workshop happening on February 26th, the kickoff of this nationwide tour at the Village of Sand Hill in Columbia, South Carolina. Please visit www.positivefathering.com and sign up today. It's a $99 course, taken all the way down to $29. We're doing that now. We're doing that across the nationwide. We're only charging $29. We started off at $99, but we're doing it at $29. And again, attribute the cut to our sponsors that are helping lead the way in this nationwide generational impact workshop and seminar series. So we have to, again, mention Soho Office, Dan, Jay, and Kelly down there at the Village at Sand Hill. They are our official nationwide print partner. Anything you get from us that's printed on a piece of paper is probably done by them. And anything to help you become successful that you would need to expand your business or expand your role in your career, resume, printing, mailing, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, any of that stuff is all going to be done by our partner as we mentor you through the processes of getting your career or new business or new career kicked off. So crucial partner there. I can't mention them enough. I'd say it every other word, but I believe I'd get tongue-tied. It'd be hard to say, well, call Soho Office here, Soho Office today. So yeah, it's pretty difficult. And we mentioned we added on another expert, nationwide expert, and we added on the credit repair service earlier in the show. So Fix the Family, Fix America family. Fix the Family, Fix America family is growing by leaps and bounds every week. So we're glad to bring this to you on this show right here for you to call in and hear. And we thank you so much for tuning in every day. That is just amazing stuff. Moms, what are you doing, moms? You know what you're doing. You're being awesome when you are a new mom, right? Like I said, I spoke to some fathers recently, and they love their children. Spoke to some moms recently, brand new moms, and they're going, what's the best advice for moms? Well, don't forget, we have an entire series dedicated to Make a Difference Mothering. And right now, I've accumulated probably the 7 best bits of new mother advice I could possibly think of. So I want to give those to you right now, Mom, so you don't think that we're just forgetting you right here at Fix the Family, Fix America. Yes, we're starting with positive fathering, but you know the reasoning behind that and all the stats behind that, because of fatherless homes are definitely causing an issue, and we want to fix that. Moms don't normally run away. That maternal instincts kick in, and you stay on, and you struggle through it, and it's amazing. And I want to put a big shout out to single moms and divorced moms all over the country trying to make a difference. And we're going to help you make a difference. Just get to one of our Fix the Family, Fix America workshops, Make a Difference Mothering Workshop, and we will help you. I know you're struggling. I know you're having a hard time. Come on down. We will help you, and we will make a difference. So, 7 tips right now, moms. I'm going to give it to you right here. First, you have to find a way to sleep and rest. No matter what, you can catch naps here and there. You got to find a way to sleep and rest. You got to have enough energy to make it full of, you know, through the night, having to feed your baby. They're gonna they don't know the rules of dark sleep, light stay awake. They don't know those rules like my daughter does. Well, as soon as the sun comes up, but the sun is up. There's no reason to be sleeping. Okay, honey, it's 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. I don't see what we're going to do. But, so you got to be able to get that sleep and rest. That's the number one advice, according to mothers across this country, to get to a new mother. Find a way, find a pattern, find everything you need to sleep and rest. If you've got your own personal tip that you'd like to add to this list that I've compiled today, 347-677-0692, show ID 863171. Please call in and give me a tip. Second one is relax. Come on, it's a lot of stress, new baby, a lot of new rules, a lot of new stuff happening, but you've got to find a way. If you relax and trust yourself and your instincts, because who's more closer and who's more intimate with your baby than you? No one. So you're just going to have to trust what you say. I mean, what you know, and go with it. And we're not, again, we're not looking for perfect parenting. We're looking for pull-through parenting. We're going to get you through this. And so, Mom, come on down and check us out at our workshops, and we will help you like no tomorrow. So you got to take care of yourself. Number 3 is take care of yourself, of the 7 best tips. Crucial stuff there. And that has to come with the relax and the sleep. So those 3 are pretty much the same. But I get to list them out as 7 because that's what I wrote. And, of course, accept help. Now, I'm not saying take all the advice that you're going to get, but accept any help that's offered. You might be a private person, as we had to be. But if you can get some help, so you can get some sleep, that'd be great. So get that. And, of course, all, don't worry. Lady wrote, best advice I got as a mother was not to worry. Babies have so many ranges as to what is normal. And as you know, premature parents, you're not even on that list. So you have to just go with the flow of your own child. So you just make sure your baby's following the guidelines of developmental stage, and don't think that yours has to be doing exactly what another child is doing at the exact same time. So if a baby's walking at 12 months, don't expect yours that he has to do that same thing. So let your baby teach you what their stage is. There are so many books on how to tell you how to schedule your baby, but you need to, you need to understand that your baby will schedule itself, and you just learn that schedule they set is important. And remember, routines make babies feel secure. So that discipline and routine will help that baby feel secure. Last 2 that I found, you're going to get, like I said, you're going to get a lot of advice, but you got to choose the ones that suit you. Doctor told me to not to listen to everyone else. Best piece of advice I got. He said it was okay for my baby to sleep with me until 4 months. At that point, she should be in another room, so I'm not making a habit. And the other thing the doctor said, you can't spoil a baby. No, babies are incredible. It's hard to spoil a baby because their habits and disciplines and your routine are going to be what carries on into that baby. for the rest of his life. So it's very important to get that into a routine quick. And last but not least, Rockabye Baby. Give them a song that they know puts them to sleep so that you can use that song for the rest of your life, and they will remember it. And that eliminates the visual stimulation when you cut off the light and put that sound on, and most of the time that goes to sleep. So that works like a charm. That's another one of the big advices, extra advices that I found that most moms on all the mommy sites out there are telling people. So that's crucial stuff. One last thing about your children. We've only got 3 minutes left in the show. Thank you for listening in. Greatly appreciate it immensely. Hope you learned a lot today. We talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about the brain's wiring, baby's colds, prematurity. And now one last thing we might not get to because there's so little time left is it was a study that which hand your baby uses is a clue to your child's brain. We might talk about that next week. That's an interesting topic. So be sure and get ready to call in next week from 11 to 12 Wednesdays on Fix the Family, Fix America radio show right here. And the number to call in, write this down so you can do it next week, 347-677-0692, show ID 863171. We're in talks right now to have our own big show to where you won't have to enter a show ID, but it's going to be pretty cool. But that's more news for another day. But next week, remember, one of the topics will be left, right, or mixed hand, and this gives clues to your child's brain. So that's a crucial, crucial thing that we're going to talk about. Next week. So be sure and be on hand for that, along with your news tidbits, positive news, premature news, teens, marriage, education, and mom news, all over the place here on Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. Not much longer. Want to give one more chance for you to realize we kick off nationwide on February 26th. Please go to www.positivefathering.com. and register today. You can register at the door, but it'll be one more dollar more to be $30 so that we don't have to give change of a dollar. So please don't wait to register at the door. Register early. Get your seat because we only have a limited number of seats, and they are going quickly. That's on February 26th. And also, I'd like to say that I'm doing a book signing on February 20th, Saturday, at the Family Christian Bookstore at the Village at Sand Hill in Columbia, South Carolina, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm going to be there for 6 hours, minus an hour for lunch. We're going to run over to grab some food. If anybody's around us that wants to eat at the time, that's fine. There's 90 seconds left in this. But anyway, come down. Please see us at the Family Christian Bookstore at the Village of Sand Hill in Columbia. We will be doing book signings every time we go to one of our workshops in a city, so I will announce that, and you'll get that news in your email. Sign up for the newsletter, Fix the Family, Fix America newsletter. We're going to start creating this e-zine called Fix the Family, Fix America e-zine. So make sure you get on board with us now, get on board with us early, and you'll get the most information that anyone possibly can by joining with us early and right here in the beginning stages. Kicking off in 4 weeks is just an amazing thing. It's coming to fruition. This is 5 years of work. I'm so proud to be a part of it. I'm so proud that my other experts, Susie Sheena, Suzanne Rye, Dr. Beth Erickson, Leo Maxson, Xander Sprague, David Hancock, Credit Repair Services, Greg Tilley from that service. Greatly appreciative of all these experts joining up. And if you're an expert and would like to join up, please send me an email or join me on Facebook and tell me you're ready to join up, and let's see if we can join together. Thank you for tuning in this week. We look forward to you next week. Have a great day.